Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here, and we're continuing the halachis of Chazara on Shabbos, returning the path to the fire on Shabbos, and Amiyat Hashem, this will be the last shir on Chazara. Now, we spoke in the Shiurim on Shehiyah that some people keep their food Friday night, or maybe even for Shabbos day, in the oven, even though an oven is usually not garuf for katum, which means the source of the heat is not covered, but there's soymech on Chananya's Shita that says that as long as the food is at least half cooked, you're allowed to do shehiyah without being garuf katum. So therefore, some people put the kugel or the chalent into the oven and they leave it there without having a blech because they're samech on those shittas, and that's the halacha lemaisa really, the ikar halacha, that as long as it's cooked, you're allowed to keep it without a blech. The problem is that you can't do chazara because chazara, turning some of the fire, you have to have garuf katum. That's not negotiable. You have to have garuf katum. So therefore, you can't take something out of an oven and put it back in the oven. There might be another problem with the oven, something called taichai, but we'll get into that now. But you definitely cannot put something back into the oven if it's not garuf katum, which is usually the case in our ovens. So the shaila is, if someone has chalent in the oven for Shabbos day, could he take Friday night, could he take the chalent? Is there any way beheter to take out the chalent? Or if he has something else in the oven, could he take it out beheter? Is there any way to take it out beheter? So if the item in the oven is like, let's say, potato kugel, so there really, you could take it out while it's ala esh, you could take out the kugel, there's no shayla of hagasa, because since it's the separate pieces, as long as it's cut into separate pieces, you can just take out those pieces, and that won't have effect on the other pieces of kugel, and that won't be a shayla of mixing, so therefore you're allowed to take it off while it's ala esh. So you can open the oven, stick your hand in, make sure you don't burn yourself, and take something out of the pan. The only shaila is, you're not allowed to really open the oven on Shabbos, leave it open for a while, because the cold air might come in and make the thing go on, make the oven go on. So then wait till the oven is on, or if you have a Shabbos mode that takes care of this problem, then you can do that. And then you can open the oven and take out some food. The question is, sometimes that's hard to do, and also the shaila of hagasa, so let's say chalent to be shaila of mixing. So could I pull the grate out a little bit, the shelf of the oven out a little bit? Now, the chalent's not directly on the fire, so now it's no shaila of hagasa. But al chazara, maybe it's not a shayla of chazara because it never left the oven. So they say over at Moshe Feinstein that as long as part of the pan is still in the oven, then it's fine. And he says even more. He says as long as it's yatzah lettuce boy in that place, as long as it's very hot in that place where the pan is sitting, it's not considered ala esh, but it's enough that you're allowed to remove something from the chalent. It's not ala esh, not a hagasa. It's not a shayla of chazara either because you never took it out. It's still there. But there are poskim will argue on this, and they hold that it's not mutter to do this. So therefore, if someone wants to do this, he should ask his local rabbi to see how they go. It's a machlokes if you're allowed to remove something, that's definite that you can't take the chalent out of the oven and put it back in. That's for sure you can't do. You can't do chazara. The question is, could I remove something from the pan while it's in the oven if I pull the oven out a little bit, and this way I'm saving my problem of hagasa while it's ala esh? And on the other hand, it's not called chazara because it never left the flame. That was Rav Moshe's heter. And ask a local rabbi if you can be sorry, Rav Moshe, or go like the other shittas who argue and say this is not allowed.